Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So, for the past 20 years, you have dedicated your life to a fandom. Every day, you wake up, refresh AO3, see if there's any new chapters with your favorite characters. You read General. You read Teen and Up. You read that erotic shit like it's your job. You also write under a pseudonym, but you're afraid to show it to anybody because it's so special to you. And it's all about one little dude. A little dude named Sonic. And you wake up one morning and you are sucked into Sonic's world. But it's not the Sonic you know. It's a furry Sonic with human teeth. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do?
Also, like,
it's like you get your dream, but it's not your dream.
Well, so hold on. Are you in, like, the universe of the new Sonic movie? So, like, James Marsden is there.
Yes, James Marsden is there. Jim Carrey is there.
Oh, my goodness.
But really, you...
Oh my goodness.
You're in the orbit of a little furry guy. And not as little, probably, as he should be, but
no,
little.
He's not as little as he should be, and his body is...
too childlike.
Like it's a child. But it's a child without a butt. Because we do get a real good backle vision. Yeah. There's no butt crack.
It's almost like a front of a body.
But like the front. Huh?
He's double
body.
Fronted.
He's double fronted.
Well, he's like
you're
double
talking about that back
fronted.
Dick?
Yeah, back dick. Also like.
Yeah, I hadn't even gotten to that. This Sonic can't fuck.
The Sonic cannot fuck. The teeth thing is
upsetting. I'm sure they focus grouped it at some point.
They're like, do we like him with little sharp teeth? Do we like
that
him
sounds
with
also very creepy?
Honestly,
do we
I
like him with
that...
just fangs?
Just fangs.
Well, I don't think he needed teeth.
No teeth.
So I haven't seen the new trailer. So I have several questions.
Sure.
But I remember Sonic sort of vaguely. He has like the one long cartoony tooth.
Yeah.
Like just on the top row. Mm-hmm.
He has a chomper.
Is that correct? He's got one chomper.
I mean, the whole design of modern, or not modern, but like for this movie, Sonic the Hedgehog, seems to be like trying to biologically justify what is obviously like a cartoon anime design, right? So like the spikes coming off the back of his head.
Yeah, it's like that.
What are those supposed to be? Are those like little pillars of flesh with fur on them?
Yeah,
or like
I
what
so.
Should be his
like
spikes?
Tufts.
You think they would be his hedgehog spikes? Well, that's kind of scary sounding. So now he's got big like, what's his name from Something About Mary?
That's the thing is they're not even that big.
Really,
they're like human size in his mouth. Like if he were a person, they'd be okay size.
Uh huh.
But
he
also
should be big. That's part of it. Is it's too?
It's too small.
Too small.
His face is way too small on his head because the head is like proportionally right. With like Sonic the Hedgehog proportions. So like it's about half the size of his body.
His face, and then but his the face eyes is are so too small. Like his eyes again are trying to approximate something real, whereas Sonic's eyes are like usually like 60% of his head.
Yeah, humongous, right?
And they're usually connected too.
Yes.
Into like one big creepy whereas eye.
This Sonic eyes seem like they were designed by the Oakley Corporation.
But yeah, the sunglasses is perfect for it.
Yeah. Okay, and that's the other thing I think that is, and here's the thing, I am not a Sonic shipper. The character that I mentioned in the hot take is not me.
That was my other question.
Yeah.
So is this the, because it's about a little girl who goes to Sonic World. Is she like a Sonic fan?
No, it's not. The plot is Sonic comes to our world
to
save
an alien.
He's an alien. So that's the other thing is by being an alien, he could have looked like Sonic. He didn't have to look
right. He's already coming from another world.
He could just be look like Sonic. Full of unknown unknowns.
He could be two-dimensional even.
Right. Okay. And there's a Dr. Robotnik, but in this, it seems like it's just a really rude scientist.
Yeah, he's rude.
Who then starts to look like Dr. Robotnik by the end. But at the beginning, it's just Jim Carrey being a rude scientist.
Uh-huh.
It's Jim Carrey pulling kind of like late 90s Jim Carrey action.
Like 1994 Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Like
we're talking Mask.
Oh, yeah. Mask for sure.
Ace Ventura.
I am excited
Dumb and Dumber.
To see it, maybe. I want to see what he'll do. Can I show you? We just need to get your reaction, okay. Mike.
Yeah. Want to clean my
close up.
This is exciting.
It's a close-up of Sonic's face.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, he's kind of cute.
Ew, what?
Colin. Oh my god.
Maybe I got to see the whole body in context, but that's a cute
face. And here's the thing.
He's all furry.
It's not just character design to me.
Uh-huh.
Sonic is a sassafras. Sonic is a badass. Sonic doesn't care. Sonic's going to tap his little foot if you don't go fast enough.
That's right.
And this Sonic, and I don't, you know, I love Ben Schwartz. I do. But now I feel like he was miscast. It is not working.
Well,
seems like a good guy. Sonic is not a good guy.
No, Sonic is a dismissive
Sonic with your
jerk.
Children. Yeah. He's an asshole. No, he may save the world. He goes very fast. He's got
friends. He got to go fast.
Tails is a nice guy. Sonic is not a nice guy.
This is confusing to me. Why wouldn't you sell this movie with also Tails and Knuckles? Like, why aren't there other Sonic family characters?
For the sequel.
No,
why
man.
Why does he also wear...
Put them all in there.
He wears... Pumas?
Oh,
it looks like
branded?
He's wearing human
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, he's wearing human snakes.
And they're definitely Pumas, I think.
I bet Sonic, it might be a deal.
Sonic wore just the 8, or, you know, whatever it was, 64-bit version of human snakes.
16.
I'm standing in staunch defense of the Sonic design. I like it. I think he's cute. I think it's a fun, fresh take. Yeah! He looks so weird.
It's not good.
It's not good. And
I like
also,
I think he's really cute.
Oh, God. Okay, so the design is one part. The toot, he just doesn't... Doesn't Sonic have an attitude? Isn't that like part of...
Yeah, Sonic is kind of like a little...
Is
a little like
a
piece of shit.
He's a dude
he
with
a little
an
shit.
Attitude?
He's a little shit.
Am I making that up? Is that someone else who has... Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's a dude with an attitude.
I think definitely in the Sonic theme song. I think this little dude's got an attitude. Is that
okay, hold on,
else?
Hold on.
I don't know. You
kind of
just
lyrics.
Sang the Ninja Turtles music there. Michelangelo is a party dude.
Yeah, for sure. And Raphael is cool but rude. You're also thinking of that.
Oh no, maybe I made him a Sonic the Hedgehog. No, it's like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, are you ready? I'm gonna say them. Go, 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 go. Gotta go fast, gotta go fast, gotta go faster, 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 faster. Moving at the speed of sound. Make tracks, quickest hedgehog around. Got ourselves a situation, stuck in a new location without any explanation. No time for relaxation. Don't blink, don't think. Just go, 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 go,
go,
Sonic, he's on the run. Sonic, he's number one. Sonic, he's coming. Nice to watch out for Sonic. Gotta go fast, Sonic. Gotta go fast, Sonic. Gotta go faster, 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 faster. Go, 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 go. So, Sonic, Nick, Sonic, X.
Okay, I think you're just reading my fic now.
That's amazing. I love it.
Doesn't that sound so much cooler than the stupid movie?
That's fucking great. That's the best thing ever. That would also serve as a great jingle for Adderall.
Yes. That literally gave me heart palpitations.
But that's the thing, is like he is supposed to be He's ADD. He doesn't really care about feelings. He's not trying to make friends.
He's a good time boy, definitely,
a devil may care attitude.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's, we've talked about the paradox. Mario versus Sonic paradox is that both of them are good time
Mario
boys.
Mario is that curler and Sonic is Shaun White.
Yes. But they're both good time boys, but Sonic is a good time boy who's going to literally leave a hole in your wall.
Yeah. Right,
that's what's going to happen at the end.
Right.
Whereas tomorrow, Mario's going to come over and help you clean up all the beer cans.
Sure. And ultimately, you got to be like, oh, fuck. You know, he did blast that hole in my wall. And then later that afternoon, saved the world from Dr. Robotnik.
Yes.
So, like, you give him a pass on it. But Sonic is your friend who you're constantly giving a pass on shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have
and
to.
He's the one that, like, the new person you start dating is like, why is this person in your life?
It's like, it's hard to explain. We've known each other since I was 9.
Yeah.
It's just like.
It's a really long story. It would be in, like, I don't know, thousands of pages of a book.
Yeah.
And you would suspect that you maybe will never be able to read the end of it, that the end will never come.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps, like, this movie has somehow circumvented the end of this book.
Right, like it's gone past the end of the book. Mm-hmm. Like,
and
the movie of it would keep going. Or a TV show, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
The story will never get to where we are.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
We can be satisfied with what we see.
We can be satisfied with the ships in it.
Ooh.
We can sail those ships.
Whee!
Guys, let's talk about Game of Thrones ships.
Yay!
The show is coming to an end. We're in its final season. We just had the Battle of Winterfell.
The Battle of Winterfell.
The Battle of Winterfell. And honestly, I don't know about you guys, but I could just talk for like 3 hours about the battle. It was wild.
I loved it.
It and the ep previous like together as one package.
Oh,
I mean, first of all, one of our ships from earlier sort of sailed.
Sort of sailed.
Well, there's no hot pie in there.
That's not the ship.
Colin? It's my fucking ship. And I immediately was like, so I was watching it with my significant other, and I was very sad because it didn't end with them all living in a cottage together.
This isn't the happiest sex scene in the history of the show.
This isn't how I wanted it.
Yeah.
That's a very hot take.
I loved those two episodes together. Mm-hmm. One of our listeners.
And by the way, we are going to talk
full spoilers
through Battle of Winterfell.
Yes.
Yes. And if you haven't seen The Long Night, don't listen to this.
Yeah.
If you are keeping yourself unspoiled, just go ahead and rewatch all of Sonic and Sonic X.
Yeah.
And then let us know what.
When you
we
say
missed.
Rewatch Sonic, what do you mean?
Sonic.
The whole movie?
Sonic.
Go.
I swear, unless I invent it, there is legitimately a 90s cartoon that is not Sonic X.
There were a bunch of cartoons, were a bunch of theme songs.
So watch my favorite
possible.
One. Okay. Watch the one that has a theme song that I think goes, Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's rude.
This little dude's got an attitude. Right. I maybe made it up. I don't know. Okay. Game of Thrones.
Yes. And these two episodes, like one of our listeners, Luke at RuPaul of Tompkins, tweeted about this, that the episode leading up to this, what was that one called? To Battle of Winterfell?
No, it's like the night something. Because like, with a K.
Right.
It's not the long night because that's the name of this episode. It's Night to Remember?
A Night to Remember.
Enchantment under the sea.
Okay, so while Ryan looks that up, basically he was saying that this was like the Citadel DLC of Game of Thrones, which is...
Very good.
Isn't that so good?
Yeah.
So those of you that don't know, Mass Effect, the trilogy ends in a way that your character dies no matter what. Your main character dies, and it's really sad. And as like penance, they were like, look, okay, we'll release this DLC where you just have a party with all of your friends and like you get to talk to every single group one last time before the big battle and then you die. And so like that was so like it was so satisfying to see like all those characters hang out together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See Brienne get knighted.
That
so it was called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah. Aww. There we go.
And then we had the Battle of Winterfell.
So good.
It was good. I mean, it's funny because in the wake of this and I know we got ships to talk, and this is ship adjacent, but in the wake of this, there's some talk about what a Mary Sue is and whether Arya is classified as one.
What a ridiculous argument.
Which is crazy.
It's a crazy argument. And then, like, also, even the inherent, like, misogyny mm-hmm. in the term Mary Sue, mm-hmm. internalized or not. Okay. But I think what I like about it in reflection is, like, first I was just like, Arya is my queen, and mm-hmm. that was my first wave. Mm-hmm. And now I'm on the wave of, like, this show built up fucking Jon Snow. Like, mm-hmm. he was such a big deal. Turns out he sucks. His plan mm-hmm. sucks.
Yeah.
He's not that good at fighting on a dragon.
He fucked his aunt.
He fucked his aunt and then was like, oh, by the way, I'm your nephew, to a person who may murder him now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wants that crown.
He knows nothing, Jon Snow. And
he totally knows nothing.
He's Ned Stark 2.0, though.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and I love that the show didn't make him the hero.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, of course he's, like, stuck behind a wall trying to fight a bunch of zombies he can't fight with mm-hmm. no plan. He always was.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I loved it.
The swing of his sword has gotten him to this point. And you can't deny the power of Longclaw in his two mighty hands.
Have you guys seen the video that people have been tweeting of him, of Kit Harington? I don't know what it's from.
I think it's from SNL.
Okay, it must be
where
from
he's
SNL.
A maid.
Yeah.
In a hotel room.
Is he a maid or is he... I thought it was from that that tennis short that they made with...
I love that one.
Andy Samberg.
Oh, you know, I bet it is.
7 minutes in hell.
Yeah, or like seven days in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the people have been doing that clip saying that's what Jon Snow has been doing, and it pretty much is.
I mean, here's the thing. Jon Snow is a good dude. He's a solid human. He tries his best.
And he did, unite the North and Dany's armies.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That is something that he did.
Mm. He did not save the world.
Arya saved the world. Also, I love... The whole Mary Sue thing about dumb beyond measure.
I also have questions about that because I actually think, correct me if I'm, like, from what I'm seeing on Twitter, people didn't actually say that.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I haven't seen anyone say it.
But also I have a very curated Twitter, so maybe there's people that are saying that.
I feel like anyone who, there was no one on my feed who had anything less than positive things to say about Arya. But I also, I think I've culled. I don't like search tags. What am I, a monster?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So, I'm not opening my door to these people.
No.
Yeah.
Because I think there was a tweet where someone was saying, I'm just not sure how she got there, meaning literally physically how she got
people,
from the castle to
at
there.
At least in the comments of the people I'm following, uh-huh. who are arguing that she did not, like someone said she trained for 7 years. And they're like, when did she train?
Wait,
like,
really?
Genuinely saying that.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
dumb,
they
dumb
might be
idiots.
Trolling. That's the other thing.
Are they
the
trolling?
The world is full of trolls.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in a post-irony, post-post-irony. Like,
yeah. The world is full of trolls. So maybe this person was trolling, but genuinely tweeting, she didn't train.
Wait, what?
When
her whole story is about training.
I agree.
And
that's crazy.
Just this year of the show, they show her doing the dropping the dagger and catching it with the other hand when she's training with
Brienne.
And then when she sneaks up on John
on
at
John,
the Godwood.
At that spot, that very spot.
Right. So, like, that's how she got there. It's like, she can super sneak there. We've seen it happen before.
She's super sneaking all over.
She's a super sneak.
Super snuck in that episode previous to that. Yeah. Now, there are some, like, spatial problems with that. With that episode, there's a point where... Jon Snow and another character and Jorah just switch locations. Jon Snow's out in the jungle with Dany, and Jorah is in the castle walls, and then like two scenes later, the characters have just switched.
Yeah, because Jorah's like, I'm here!
Exactly.
Hi, Dany!
Yeah.
And it's just like, I was told to just let that slide because I yelled during the first viewing.
The part of it, and this has also been beat to death, it was very dark for us as viewers, but I don't feel like the timing of the battle was well done.
No.
Because also we didn't see Arya for like a long time, but she didn't have that far to go. And honestly, she kind of had her marching orders from Melisandre. Melisandre like made eye contact with like, go kill the Night King.
Yeah.
That's your job.
I mean, anytime that we're seeing like a big fight like that, I feel like we have to take whatever order the events are presented in as like approximations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, for like what's most dramatically appropriate.
Totally. Yeah.
So like, I don't know, that kind of thing doesn't bother
me
too much.
I think as a TV series for, what is this, season 8?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the whole run, they very purposely avoid any specifics in time because it would make the whole thing fall to pieces. I think as viewers, we're just meant to understand that this is a big chunk of years, and these are some things that happen mm-hmm. in places in that time.
Well, I think even within the battle, we're supposed to think that.
I think
so. It's like, I don't know that it's, I don't know so much as people switching places as like they cut. Right. 45 minutes.
Where George just running.
Yeah, exactly.
Just booking it.
Running.
He is
just gotta go fast. Go, go, go.
He slips off his Pumas and goes to defense Danny.
I will say I'm happy for Jorah that he gets to die doing that.
Yeah. This is the best he could have possibly hoped for.
That's the best he could have hoped for, is her crying and holding his corpse.
Seriously, he's lucky to have made it to that point.
Honestly,
he is. Because he was looking rough before.
He could have been a stone man.
And that's how he wanted to dedicate his life.
Yeah.
Oh, so absolutely. It's
on him.
It's on him.
Yeah. And ditto, like Theon, maybe he even gets a better ending than he deserves.
Well, because he gets to hear someone tell him he's a good man, which is the only thing he's been waiting for.
He has also...
Even just to be confirmed that he is a man. Like, I feel like he hasn't even been given that.
He's just been told he's like a thing.
And since Ramsay broke him down, he lost all of his fire. And it wasn't until that scene, like even
fight scenes before
that. Yeah. And like, you know, not even the Yara saving, like when he was defending Brandon, I was like, oh, right. In season one, he's kind of a fucking tough little shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's a really good archer, and he's got fucking batitude, and he, like, wants to fight.
Yeah,
and
he had Sonic energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Go. Okay, so what ships do we have that we like from Game of Thrones? There's a lot of ships to be had.
I mean,
they can be canon or not.
I'm going to just stick with mine that I've been on for years, which is Gendry and Arya. I'm glad they got to get it up in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that they're...
Get it up in. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's one of my OTPs, and that made me uncomfortable. Ooh.
Do you think after the Battle of Winterfell that they, like, get back together, or was it all leading to that one night?
Get back together.
They're gonna get
together.
You think he can be with anyone else ever again after what
he
happens?
Might not have a choice. Like she,
no,
she's a borderline faceless man. Like she has no attachment.
That's what it is that he the rest of his life, she's gonna show up to spend time and then disappear for months, years.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think he's gonna be fine with that.
She's not gonna get pregnant. She's not gonna have kids. It's not of interest.
Right. No, that's
so true. So I think the stability of their relationship is he keeps blacksmithing stuff.
And she just pops. She just shows up every once in a while.
Right. He makes her a really cool weapon and she fucks him.
Yeah. I mean, it is
time.
Kind of
that every time if he does, if the weapon isn't cool, the sex isn't great.
Then
it's just, then it's just hand stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Arya would never do hand stuff.
No.
To get it over with if she has other things to do?
She just wouldn't do it. She doesn't give a shit to get it over with? Are you kidding?
So wait, you don't take any stock in a theory that like Arya could be pregnant and there would be a Stark Baratheon baby incoming?
I mean,
it would make me kind of sad.
I really would not be happy if she got fucking pregnant. No way, dude.
We've got 3 hours of television left, and if we time jump far enough to get to... knowing Arya's pregnant, I'll be kind of bummed, I feel like. Like, I want to see the next...
You want to be here now.
I want to be here now. What's the immediate thing that... The things that happen. I don't want, like, a big epilogue-y type ending to this show.
I don't mind an epilogue, ultimately.
Yeah.
Like, if we...
I don't want a full episode, but I... Yeah, I
don't
mind.
I wouldn't mind knowing what Sansa is up to when she's 80.
Hmm. Oh, I hope she makes it.
Yeah.
If
she
fucking dies, I'm going to scream for days.
Yeah, it'll be tough.
If her or Arya die, I'm going to be really upset.
But, like, I don't think I mind that, because the show is so epic and is so much about stories that, like, honestly, I think I want the show to, I'm pretty good at predicting my favorite endings. I want the show to end with the Game of Thrones story being told to, like, six generations later.
Oh, the Lemony Snicket ending.
Lemony Snicket.
I think that's what I want.
And all our people having become legends. Mm-hmm.
And that story is being told by Samwell Tarly, old man Samwell Tarly.
Oh my god, that sounds awful.
Played by George R.R. Martin.
Okay, no, I wanted to. It could, okay, I like this. I like where we're going with this.
Oh no.
But as far as we know, Gilly's
so
son
much.
Is alive, right?
Yeah, Little Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Sam. So Little Sam as an old man. That's how far I want to go.
Played by George R. Martin.
I don't want them.
I'm sorry. One of us can be happy and one of us can't. It's just going to happen.
Not everyone
you already
can be
got
happy.
One this year.
Well, no spoilies.
No spoilies. Our Ryan's dancing. Okay, so yours is Arya and
Gendry.
And Gendry. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I do, I still have, like, in my heart, I still want the moving into Hot Pie's tavern out
when,
in the country.
When the peacetime comes.
When the peacetime mm-hmm. comes. But I think what Mogi was saying is far more likely that Arya, you know, man, some birds you cannot chain.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be trying
that.
To chain birds.
Should be trying
man.
To chain birds, though, dude.
I mean, put them in a cage, if anything.
I don't think these birds like you, dude.
Okay, Kelly.
Okay, so mine is a friendship ship.
Okay.
And I really loved the moment where Clegane is like, we can't fucking do this. We are fucked. And eye patch guy?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, Beric. Not even eye patch.
Beric Dondarrion.
Beric,
yeah. Eye ribbon guy is like, he's like, tell her that. And she's still fucking fighting. Yes. And he's like, fuck, and instantly books it. I'm like, dude, reformed him and like super killer her. Mm-hmm. I really want to see like a buddy cop drama. Because I know you didn't like it, Colin, but I liked when they were roaming the countryside and they were doing their odd couple thing. And then now to see them like older and like smarter.
Mm-hmm.
I would love
like
that.
Him as her hand.
Yes, I love that. Ooh.
Okay, also.
Yes.
And I didn't think about this at the time. And maybe I just missed a shot because the show seems to be the kind of show that underlines these things. But I forgot how scared he is of fire.
Yes, and
he's scared so of scared
everywhere.
Of fire.
Fire was everywhere.
Just, like, that wasn't even in my... I forgot how scared... And then yes. I'm like, oh, I'm so scared of
here's,
fire.
Here's the thing. Beric Dondarrion, with that voice, could soothe... anyone, a raging giant, that zombie giant that broke in through the front gate, Beric Dondarrion could have talked him down.
Yeah.
If he just used...
But I kind of like how it played out.
I liked how that
played out too.
Oh, yeah, with Punky
so
Barrister.
So bring it to my ship. Lyanna and giant. No.
And then instead of stabbing him, she just kissed him.
Aww. Ew. Mogi.
You have to open up really wide.
Ryan,
it's a giant.
That's the grossest Ryan has ever been.
You just stick your whole like torso in his
inside,
mouth.
And then just like thrash around.
You lick his little boxing bag thing in the back of his throat.
Have you really thought about what you got to do with a giant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course we've thought about it.
We talked about it.
Hagrid and Molly Weasley.
Yeah, sorry, never mind.
It's this is well-worn territory.
Sticking a hot dog on a stick.
And throwing it down a hallway.
Oh,
I guess that's reverse.
That's more layers.
Okay. One of mine is it could be anywhere from a friendship to romantic, but if it ends with them like settling down, like almost like a Hunger Games ending, like they like run a farm together. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'd actually be happy, but I kind of want them to be in a stable living environment. Maybe they have sex, maybe they don't. Is Brienne and Jaime.
Yeah, yes. I love them.
I love their relationship. I love how like ride or die they are. I like that he gave her a gift that she wouldn't even know to ask for in knighting her.
Well, and he just routinely sees her in a way that no one else does.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a kind of in the way she wants to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, yeah. So I love them. And I'm so glad that we're going to get to that they both survived. I thought one was going to be dead.
So many people are going to be dead.
I know. So many. Ultimately, a lot of people are dead. I also really want a ship Jaime murdering Cersei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of? And I know this is. I do ship him murdering Cersei. But what do you think of... So he's left-handed now, right?
Yep.
So is Arya.
Yeah.
What do you think of Arya murdering Cersei as Jaime so that she thinks she's being murdered?
Okay, how about she starts to, but Cersei is not dead, and she's like about to call for the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jaime is there.
And he does it. Yeah, that's cool.
But Arya has to kill someone to take their face, right? She can't
do it. No, she could do it. I thought she could do it.
I mean, maybe it's a faceless face. Jaime.
I mean, she does have to kill someone to take their face.
I thought she could do it to live people.
Sam, who is an expert surgeon in removing skin,
there we go,
to remove his face without killing him,
that screaming the whole time.
That beautiful, beautiful.
Oh yeah, because he does not like milk of the poppy.
He doesn't
want that.
Patrick, do you have a top ship? You want
so
top?
I've got a ship, but it's a crossover ship.
Let's hear it.
And I'm going to rewrite the end of the Battle of Winterfell a little bit.
Okay.
So, Daenerys.
Okay.
I feel like there's never been a super good ship for her. And I don't like that they've just been like, yeah, now you're with Jon Snow.
Yeah. Yeah. I have one in my head, but we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Not on the show, clearly.
We'll talk about after he does his thing.
So, Battle of Winterfell, the dragons are all flying around. They are fighting the zombie dragon. Zombie dragon takes out the two good dragons.
Yes.
And we're like, oh no, what are we going to do? We've got no dragons. And the zombie dragon is still flying around and just like keeping anyone from helping Bran, right, whatever. And then they hear, and through the sky tears an X-Wing piloted by Poe Dameron.
What? Oh my God.
Poe Dameron shoots the zombie dragon out of the sky.
Of course he does.
And it crashes, and then everything plays out as it is. And then Poe is like, I need to speak to who's, because this is cocky Poe Dameron from Last Jedi era.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I need to talk to whoever's in charge because he thinks he can. And Daenerys is like, that's me. And then they just go back and forth challenging each other forever.
Wow.
That's it.
That's pretty hot.
Super cool.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty hot.
I feel like I would really enjoy it watching it, but they would be insufferable. I don't think he brings out the sweetness of Poe. Or she brings out the sweetness in Poe.
And he doesn't bring out, like, they're both just fronting all the time, right?
Right, but
so
they
I'm
both,
happy for them.
It's hot. It's hot, but not sweet.
It's hot.
Not
sweet. And also, they both need to be argued with all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So wait, so you...
Because she's always wrong and he's always wrong. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and it would be hot too.
It would be hot. Can I pitch one?
Yeah.
From in the Game of Thrones universe,
mm-hmm, for Daenerys.
For Daenerys,
yeah,
Yara.
They were flashing that hard.
They
last season.
Were.
That's right. That's right. Yara was way into it.
Yeah. And Daenerys was like, "Yeah, I'll take the fucking compliment."
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But also, like, I feel like she would be like, "Okay, this is just a dalliance," and then be like, "Oh, but damn."
She would catch feelings.
Yeah, I think she would catch feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I think she needs to be with someone who's going to challenge her.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Snow is a doughboy.
You know what is an anti-ship?
What's that?
Cersei and that fucking gray dude.
Euron Greyjoy?
She deserves it.
They're so disgusting together.
I know, but I feel like she's now, she had
a
loyal, sweet brother to fuck, and now she's betrayed him.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just said, dear sweet brother to fuck. I can't believe it came out of your mouth.
The times are changing.
What is happening?
No, I was mostly kidding. But yeah.
He is a sweet brother that she has fucked.
Oh, my dear sweet brother to fuck.
Yeah.
You think
I'm
going to
start calling my brothers that.
Oh,
good God. I mean, you can.
Good Lord.
Hey, if it gets me uninvited to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, then you don't have to go to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Do you go to Thanksgiving?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. He sometimes goes. What were you going
to
say?
Do you think Cersei ever commands the mountain to...
No, to mount her?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh, I don't think so.
You don't think he's the mountain who
he's
rides?
He's rotting.
Rotting. He's not nice.
He's not nice.
She doesn't need nice.
No, she wants to be worshipped.
Yeah, she gets exactly what she wants out of that relationship.
Okay.
And it's a... indiscriminate killing machine.
Yeah.
Can we ship the mountain with anyone?
I mean, the Night King.
I mean, can we just ship him with Janet because it means he's dead?
All right. Always the answer.
Yeah. Or you know what? Who the fuck was that guy?
Dennis Miller.
Yeah. Iron Fist.
Okay, and I want to give an honorable mention for a dead ship.
Dennis Miller is the official.
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
What's your
ship? So dead ship.
I really think that John hasn't been with somebody who is the right person for him since Ygritte. I felt like the two of them were a really good balance, and she challenged him, but she also wasn't a snotty Danny. I'm over Danny. She's got some Mad King flowing through her brain.
She does. I'm over Danny. I'm also like not interested at all in her and Jon Snow. And you would think I would because of incest, but I'm not.
Right.
Because it's just no chemistry.
I mean, I'm into it when she tries to kill him and then he's going to be like, oh my God, you tried to kill me.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that, I guess.
It was so funny when he's like, listen, I have something to tell you. I'm related to you. And she's like, do you think that means you're going to try and take the throne from me? And I'm like, oh, see where her priorities are, honey?
Of course they are. Right.
And he's just like, oh, I just thought I had to be honest.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm seeing now that was a mistake.
Yeah. Like, well, she values honesty. She values
power.
Let's
go do this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like funny timing.
And then let's go fly around on our dragons for way too long. I hate them flying around on dragons. Very boring.
It looks so dumb.
It looks good in the storm,
so dumb.
Though.
It just looked cheesy.
In the storm, it was better because you can't see
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly and I were talking about this. The dragon skin is too floppy.
It's too floppy. It seems like Falcory. It's too, like just not cool.
Wait till they do a Sonic style revamp of it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. When it's fur.
Go.
Furry.
Go.
Furry dragon.
Do we have any anything from any of our social media stuff?
We sure do. We got some questions from Twitter, if you guys want to answer one.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you would like to ask us a relationship question, you can do so on Twitter. That's shipple like nipple and dips like nips. Or you could send us an email at shippledipshow@gmail.com. So this comes from, fine, I'm Chris DeMas. And it says, at shippledips, going through your back catalog, and I realize I follow all of you except Colin. Even though I'm team hashtag the stitches are back and would enjoy free impossible coupon. Yeah, that's cool.
You know, that's interesting. Doesn't it feel weird to have someone, you know, not follow you on Twitter?
I thought we dealt with this. I'm pretty much off now anyway.
I mean,
but
so
I do follow all of you out of guilt.
You do now.
Wait, hold on.
Out of guilt.
Is there more to this question?
Wonderful content.
There is more to this question.
I can't believe Colin just said out of guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't believe it? I believe it.
I guess you're right. I'm not surprised. I'm just disappointed.
Disappointed.
I thought you valued honesty.
Power.
Or do you value power?
Let me get my dragon.
But fine, I'm Krista does have a question for us if we want to move on.
It's just saying how much she likes Colin.
Yeah.
But good job picking out that question.
I found it.
There's
I see you, girl.
Questions that are like, I fucking hate Colin.
First off,
question
I hate
one,
Colin.
Why is he still on the show? Question two, why can't his microphone always be on?
Let's double check that. It's good.
So she asks, if a friend's date seems super laid back and okay with your friend's worst qualities, would you worry?
Depends on what the worst qualities are.
It depends on what they are. And if there are things they always are doing, or if like they're leaning into things they wouldn't normally have done. So like,
yeah.
If it's like one of their worst qualities is that they always tag one extra time on a joke beyond where it's comfortable socially.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, that's a thing. I as a friend have already dealt with that feeling of annoyance.
But the SO like.
Yeah. But if like their thing is they like to steal
it.
Shit.
Yeah.
And so or like they tip poorly or something, mm-hmm. which to me.
Yeah, or they treat service individuals badly.
And you know if it was just the two of you, they would never be so rude to the server.
Okay.
But like with their friend, with their SO is like, yeah, that fucking bitch, she poured my water only three quarters of the way up. She just wants a tip. Or what, I don't know. What do mean mm-hmm. people
yeah.
say?
Yeah. Well, they're just like, your tip's going down. If you don't come fast enough
right,
over here.
Right.
Do the thing where you have the five singles out at the end
of
the table and
this
you
is
take
your,
them away.
This That's is what that man horrific. Said that you know. That man you know.
Wait, this is a man I know?
Yeah, there was a man that you know that says, I put all the money on a table and then every time they fuck up, I take away a bill.
No, the man I know just walks into the restaurant and goes,
Big Dipper! Okay, I was wrong.
Your best friend does that, I mean, you got to question why you're best friends anyway.
Oh, wait, it's a best friend?
I'm sorry, let me reread. A friend's.
Okay.
A friend's date seems super laid back and okay with your friend's worst qualities. Would you worry? I mean, so regardless of what the thing is, obviously, fine, I'm Krista has a problem with whatever the behavior is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So whatever annoyance level it is to the rest of the world, it bugs fine, I'm Krista.
You're right. So you should worry that that behavior is only going to be exacerbated because they're going to have someone in their life who encourages it and doesn't call them on it. So that is, you should worry. But also, if some things, SO, as the friend of people with SOs, some things, then the SO can get all of that.
Yeah, that's a
and
great
I
point.
And I never have to hear about
that
it again.
That is a great point.
There you
and
go.
So, like, it could, find him, Krista, it could work out well for you.
Sure. Use that SO as a deflector shield.
Yeah, let them take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they don't mind it.
All right.
And then maybe you don't hang out with both of them at the same time.
Unless you've, prepared yourself to, deal with whatever that bad quality is.
And honestly, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing? Hanging out? I mean,
yeah.
No. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got your friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that sounds good.
I don't really know what the last half of that advice was.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your friends.
You've got a 15 second rewind button. You can find the advice in there.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.